battle. When you have one of those, the skin around it is red and angry, and the whole thing is
swollen.
And the place where a bullet enters the flesh, that place is called the... The doctor comes to treat the...
Hole, I guess.
Yeah, but the doctor wouldn't come to treat the hole. He'd come to treat the...
Bullet wound.
Yeah. When a horse cuts himself on barbed wire, sometimes the wound doesn't heal. You get that red flesh around there.
Hot flesh.
Uh-huh. If a friend of yours has died when you've been absent, you might come in and ask another friend, let's say, can you tell me what he
died of?
Uh-huh. And then the body is taken to the undertaker, and it's put in a, after it's embalmed, put in a...
A vault?
Well...
Casket?
Yeah. Goes to the church, and there they have a...
Funeral.
Then it's taken to the...
Cemetery for burial.
And the widow will wear black to show that she is...
In mourning.
Mm-hmm. And someone will probably come up and say, no, everything will be all right, so just don't... There's no need for you to...
No grief. No need you to grieve.
Grieve or to... Future will be all right, so just don't
fret about it.
Uh-huh.
Something.
Worry?
Yeah. That's probably a term that would be used more than fret about it, don't worry.
Mm-hmm. And some afflictions and diseases here. When your joints get stiff, you say you've got what?
Rheumatism.
Uh-huh. And perhaps in the hand, the joints will become swollen. Stiff?
Arthritis.
Uh-huh. This disease isn't quite as common in children. Well, it's just about stamped out now, I hope. This is the one where a membrane formed in the throat.
Diphtheria.
Uh-huh. And how about the one where the patient turned yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Uh-huh. And the one where there was a pain in the right side?
Appendicitis.
You know what that was called in the early days? Fatal, probably, but...
No.
If a person eats something that doesn't agree with him... Oh, on this one, I've heard it called inflammation of the bowels, I think. Strange how terms change. Now that we can operate, it's an appendicitis. Sometimes you eat something that doesn't agree with you, and it just goes round and round and round here. You say you're a little sick. How?
Oh, usually, what's the term that you nauseated? Or your cramps?
What'd you say as a boy?
The belly ache.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say you're not sure you're going to be able to keep this down. You think you might have to...
Oh, that's something, though, that never happened to me but twice in my life. Vomited up.
Mm-hmm. And you had to vomit because... What? You were sick where?
Your stomach.
Is that what you'd say? I'm sick. Sick how or where?
I'm sick of my stomach.
Uh-huh. Let's say some children are making a lot of noise. What would you tell them? Well, you don't like it.
You'd be quiet.
Uh-huh. Let's say they keep on. You say, all right now, if you keep making that noise, I'm going to...
Probably should be spanked.
If a boy calls on a girl and he carries flowers and a box of candy, you say he's doing what?